Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Under 5 minutes to play in this first half. High-scoring affair. Burrow steps up. Oh, didn't see the defender. The ball is free. The Steelers pick it up, and they've got it. T.J. Watt knocks it away.
Third and 12. Four-man rush. Heard some pressure. Here comes Watt again, looking for that strip sack. Doesn't get that, but does get the sack. T.J. Watt delivers.
Third and 7. Pressure off the edge. Watt returns the favor.
It's going to loosen up the defensive front.
Tailback is Dylan Lauby out of New Hampshire. Lauby loses the football and the Steelers have it. They gave Lauby an opportunity and it's a cough up. Pittsburgh takes over.
Third and 6. Dak. Watt chases. Coming in. Ball out. Jumps on it. And the Steelers have forced the turnover.
Here we go, Limits. What a day we have. And you were almost doing the beginning of the show.
It was a realistic possibility, yes.
And you now have hampered my ability to do the show because of your comments about my sinus situation. I went to the doctor today. You know how hard it is to get these appointments out there, whether they're a dermatologist, ear, nose, throat, whatever it might be. You got to take one when you get one. So mine was at 9:15, no matter what. So I go in today, and because of this recurring sinus thing, and everything's pretty okay. They found a little polyp in the sinus, and we're going to try some different things with that. It could wind up with a surgical procedure. I don't think it will, but I left feeling very good. I'm going to be perfectly on time for the show. We have a hot topic. I have everything I need from the doctor. And then I tell City Limits what happened on the way here. And he said, how would they do that surgery? Up through your chest or down through your nose? How would they do that? I hadn't thought of that yet, Limits, and now that's all I'm thinking about going into the show today. Did you do that intentionally?
I did not. You know what, Joe? Sometimes curiosity piques a wondering mind, and that was me trying to make sure that everything with you is okay, and what would be the avenue
it was
to make
okay.
sure that it stays that way.
It was okay till I called you, and then it wasn't okay, and now I'm distracted. Now that's all I'm thinking about is how would that happen?
Yeah, I have a way people distracted.
I guess they'd have to go up through the nose into the sinuses. I don't know how they would. I'm hoping to avoid that limit.
Well, regardless, it sounds like that's not going to happen. That would be worst case scenario, and you'll be able to avoid that, which is good.
All right. We have a big topic today. Let's get to it, shall we? And here's my twist on the T.J. Watt situation. Here's what interests me the most and has since the very beginning. Back with the peace sign that he gave on Instagram and all of that. We remember all of that, don't we, Limits?
Of course. The peace sign turned into a flexing sign on Instagram.
We know that it's a 3-year, $123 million extension. Okay, everybody in the world knows that by now, with $108 million fully guaranteed at signing. So it is kind of interesting as a side note. that T.J. Watt is the guy twice now who has really altered how the Steelers do fully guaranteed money. And the $41 million per year average tops Myles Garrett. We know that. Very quickly, I think that the Steelers won on term here and TJ won on money. But that's not what interests me the most, Limits. Do you know what does?
What does?
Our friend Bob Pompiani, who's not even here. That's what interests me the most. And the Twitter poll that he put up. And when Bob puts one up, it's very different than when other people do. We know that, right?
Of course, the entire populace is responding.
I mean, there's nothing scientific about a Twitter poll, but there's nothing scientific about political polls or any other polls they take. They go over a cross-section of society, and then they tell you this is representative, you know, for the most part, of what might happen here or how people think. So when nearly 3,000 people respond to Bob's Twitter poll or X poll, however you want to phrase it, do you like the TJ Watt extension, which makes him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history? Almost 3,000 people have voted in 7 hours and it's split, which is the most incredible part of this whole story to me and has been from the beginning. I think I even mentioned this yesterday again, that in how many other places and at how many other times have you had a superstar, I think, beloved athlete, I think TJ Watt is beloved around here, who gets into some sort of contract dispute with his team and tons of people basically take the team's side or are saying he ain't worth the money. Trade him. I'm flabbergasted, to borrow Ron Cook's term, when Ben talked about retirement on that fateful day on 93.7 The Fan. I'm just really surprised at where the fan base stands. And it's not just Bob Pompiani's Twitter poll. It's anecdotally, we've been talking about it for months here. When I'm out on the street and people say, oh, my God, are you Ron Cook? Oh, my God, are you Austin Bechtold? And I say, no, I'm just Joe Sarkey.
Just Joe.
And, of course, they want to talk sports. And the first thing they want to talk about is the Steelers all the time. And the hot button topic, other than Aaron Rodgers, has been TJ Watt. And I'll tell you just anecdotally that I'm astounded at how many people are like, basically, screw that. Don't give him the money. See you later. Trade him. And I wonder why. And that's where I've been racking my brain since the news broke yesterday. Of course, not on our show. It never does. Why is it this way with the fan base? Because it is. I mean, we may get 10 calls in a row this morning. Everybody saying, people who say this isn't a great deal is crazy. That won't disprove what I fully believe is true, that the fan base is at best split on a superstar player still in his prime. I think he's probably played most of his best football by now, but still in his prime at age 30, turns 31 in October. How many of them were willing to say goodbye to TJ Watt, and how many of them wish that the Steelers hadn't done this? Like, this is strange. I think across sports in any market over history, your best player, your star player, still in his prime, and they sign him in a town where you have the Pirates, and people are like, I don't think this was the right move. And I'm not saying I disagree with them necessarily. I'm just fascinated by this phenomenon. And I would love for you to weigh in at 412-928-9370. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing, I might add, very kindly, to Joe Potocnik and company. So why? That's the question for me. And a couple of answers come up. One is that I think fans are different these days. I think they're, I don't want to say more educated, but they have access to more information. They're way more keen and concerned on money than they've ever been before, like what it means to sign a guy to a huge deal like this. What are the ramifications of that? I don't think they're necessarily much for this team because they're not paying a quarterback big time money yet. But still, if you're paying an edge rusher that much money, first of all, who knows if a quarterback comes on the market next year? Like, everybody's just assuming the next quarterback's going to be drafted. What if a guy comes on the market that you could pay for, plus other areas of your roster? But that's beside the point, kind of. The point being that I think fans are more attuned to roster building and money doled out to players, how that affects things. Number two, I think that everybody knows it ain't about the edge rusher in the NFL. It's about the quarterback. And Mike Tomlin has swung and missed more than Tommy Pham back when he wasn't seeing the ball. He's 0 for 5 on replacements, and I think he's going to go 0 for 6, and I'm sure we're all split on that too with Aaron Rodgers. And then what? Even if Rodgers does okay, then what? So you don't win Super Bowls necessarily with an edge rusher. I mean, we're talking about these TJ Watt, Miles Garrett comps. Those two have combined on teams that have gone 1-6 in the playoffs, and they've combined the both of them for 2 sacks. It's about the quarterback. Are there other factors with TJ Watt? I don't know. I'm just curious. Do people not find him as likable as the general superstar? He seems to be just the type, you know, in terms of his ferocity and production that people love. I'm baffled by this. That's all I can say. And maybe it's the lack of playoff success. Maybe I just named it. Like, yeah, we love TJ, but what's he done? What have they done in the playoffs since he got here? The answer would be basically nothing. I certainly don't blame him for their playoff failures in a big picture sense, although he's done virtually nothing in the playoff games that he's been in, including last year. He had the scoop of somebody else's sack, strip sack against Mahomes in a game they lost by a million points. And more to the point, not only have they done nothing in playoff games since he's been here, the defense has been abominable in those games. Like, not just bad, historically hideous. They became, and he was part of this, the only defense in NFL history to give up 40 or more points in 3 consecutive playoff games. NFL history is a long time. Last year, they gave up 300 yards rushing to the Ravens in a playoff game. He was part of that. So maybe people look at that and just say, you know, the old Branch Rickey line to Ralph Kiner. We can get killed in the playoffs and give up 80 points without you too. Maybe people are thinking that. You tell me. You're the people. 412-928-9370. 928-9370. It's indisputable that this town is split over TJ Watt. That part, I don't even want to discuss with you. That's indisputable. From being immersed in sports 24 hours a day, whether you and I, Limits, or anyone else at this station is out in public or here in the studio talking to people or wherever we are, the town is split on TJ Watt. And I do think that Pomp's Twitter poll here is very reflective of that. When you have 3,000 people weighing in and it's a 50-50 split on do you like the TJ Watt extension, I feel like if this were 20 years ago, or if this were, pick a player, a Troy Polamalu extension, even late in his career, people would have been like, yeah, you know, no matter how wrong that opinion might have been for Troy Polamalu, let's say 2 years from the end of his career, I feel like there would have been dancing in the streets. I don't feel like that here. Certainly a lot of people are happy about it, but I don't feel like it's time for a ticker tape parade around here because they signed TJ Watt. And that strikes me as very, very interesting. You tell me at 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Sticking with the theme of not winning enough, maybe people are like, yeah, this is great. So what else are you going to tell me? Who's the quarterback? You're telling me they're not going to be 9-8 again, or you know, 8-1 or 10-7 and get blown out in the first round again? Maybe it boils down to, for the naysayers, the critics of this deal, what difference will it make? As long as you have this head coach, as long as things keep going in the direction that they're going, with no real direction at quarterback, what difference does this make? I mean, happy for TJ Watt, people may tell you, but in the end, what difference does it really, really make? I think maybe that's it in the end limits, is that there's a sense of despondency and forlornness, if that's a word around here, when it comes to the Steelers. Like, great, you know, TJ got his money. We'll get some thrills out of it. Don't get me wrong. Around half the people are pumped and thrilled about this. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, and I'm very confident in this, that with a superstar player, really in any town, in any sport, ever, signing a deal like this at 30 would have been greeted differently than I sense this is being greeted. Do you agree?
I do, and there are a couple of things that mainly come to mind for me with that. TJ Watt's the number one all-time sack leader in Steelers history. If you walk around the stadium on a Steelers Sunday, you will see more TJ Watt jerseys than any other current player. There are a lot of people that support Watt, that want Watt to be here, but at the same time, I think have realized, Joe, they have not won anything with him, so they cannot win anything without him as well. Now, at the same time, they're 1-10, 1-11, whatever, without Watt, and they're like 25 games over 500 when he plays for them.
I will say this, our friend Josh Rountree pointed out that 1-10, there was a lot of Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett in there, but go ahead.
Correct, and I mean, there was also games where they had the Duck Hodges, Mason Rudolph season, and TJ Watt won them a couple of those games because of big plays that he made defensively. So his impact is significantly felt. But I think what really just angered a lot of people and got them so frustrated and irritated is that he was looking for $41 million because he just significantly wanted to one-up Myles Garrett. We all know he's better than Myles Garrett.
But wouldn't you think a fan base
in Cleveland, that we'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to hear that. Wouldn't you think that fans, by and large, would love that he outdid the hated Browns and Myles Garrett? Like, why would that be a step? But I think you might be right. I think there's always been an undercurrent of resentment toward athletes and the money they make, but it never seems to have applied to superstars in their prime.
Yeah.
You know? Let's talk more about it. 412-928-9370. TJ Watt, ML Football, broke this down. He's going to make more than $100,000 a day for 3 years. Would you like that contract, Limits?
Oh, I would love it.
I heard you had that contract written in. Per second, how much is he going to make per second of every day, Limits?
I'm going to say he's going to earn like $500.
$1.30 per second?
I'm just kidding.
You know how much money he'd have if he earned $500 per second?
He's probably going to earn like $2 or $3 a second.
I just told you $1.30.
I know. I was trying to play it off as if I didn't hear you.
Per minute, $78. Per hour, over the next 3 years, TJ Watt will make $4,684 per hour.
Per hour?
That's pretty good. Per day, I told you that, $112,328.
Some people make that in a year. Some people don't even come close to that in a year.
Most people don't even come close to that in a year. Per month? Am I reading this right? $3,416,666.
Well, considering he's getting $41 million a year, I would imagine so.
It's good work if you can find it. So, and based on the market, he's earned it from what he's done. When I'm signing a contract, it should be about, I'm not talking me, if I'm signing an NFL player or an athlete to a contract, it should always be about what are you going to do for me, not what you've done. He's been unbelievable. He's been great. He's been one of the greatest linebackers I've ever seen in my lifetime. But before we get to your reactions on why this phenomenon of a split fan base on this, I'll give you my reaction to it. And that is, I think if you listen to the show, you know I wouldn't have done it. I would have traded TJ Watt for partially the reasons I've mentioned. I don't think this is going to change anytime soon. It's about the quarterback, not about the edge rusher. And I think parlaying TJ Watt into absolutely what would have been a first round pick, and I think more. I think they could have gotten a bidding war going for TJ Watt after last season, and they would have gotten a very rich package. Some people disagree with that. I'm sorry, I think he has an argument for being the best defensive player in football, and a lot of teams would be very interested in that and probably think they're one TJ Watt away from the Super Bowl. Now, I know that that might mean a low first-round pick, but I think you could have gotten a lot for TJ Watt. I really do. So I would have traded him. Having said that, if you told me I had to sign him, I think that this is a good deal based on term. We had Mark Cabali on the other day saying when Adam Schefter was reporting that the dispute is about length of contract, that TJ might be looking for 5 years. I think it's very reasonable to assume he was looking for a 4-year extension, and he got 3. That's very significant to me. I think that TJ won on the money and that the Steelers won on the term. So I would have traded him in my all-out pursuit to find that franchise quarterback. If nothing else, having a first-round pick even low helps me to have collateral to go after the guy I want next year or the year after.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
But if you told me I had to sign him, I was very surprised to hear 3 years, that it's a 3-year extension. I don't know about you out there, but I was. 412-928-9370.
I certainly was.
Yeah, man. I mean, again, we just had Cabali on 2 days ago. He's talking five. I think everybody was saying it was going to be the Garrett deal for four, that was going to be it. And I think,
yeah,
you know, if you had to get inside these rooms, I would imagine the discussion going from Tomlin and Omar and Art as, TJ, we're going to make you the highest paid player, depending on how you define that, and what better way than money per year, guaranteed. We'll make you the highest paid non-quarterback in history, but we ain't doing that for any more than 3 years. I think they reached a pretty decent compromise here, is what I think.
Yeah, that had to be it, because I thought total guarantees was ultimately, at least that's what the framing of a lot of this conversation was. Like, he wanted more guaranteed than Garrett if it can't be how much money he makes on a year-by-year basis. And 3 years, I think, ultimately works out for them, because the main thing that was bothering me about the whole entire discussion is those final 2 years, especially that final year. Watt will be, 34, 35, finishing up the season at 35. How effective is he going to be as a $40 million a year pass rusher?
Exactly. And that to me, again, that's a huge deal. That's a huge part of this, yeah, is the term, you know? And I wonder now, going back to the original topic today, like, what is happening here? What's behind the fan base clearly being split on this? I would have traded TJ Watt. I would have. That would have been my move. So I don't think this is the best thing for the franchise. But again, if you told me I had to sign him, I think it's a pretty good deal, really, for the Steelers because of the term. So let me ask you this. Let me try to phrase this properly when it comes to, why are you split out there on this? Maybe for the reasons that I mentioned, that I would have traded him. Is there resentment toward TJ? And or is there resentment toward the Steelers for how mediocre they've been? And I call it a land of high-end mediocrity. It is. I mean, that's what it is. It's high-end mediocrity is where they've been living. They're barely scraping by. Yes, they get to the playoffs, but they get not just beaten, but destroyed every time. So really, is there a big difference between them and the Arizona Cardinals from last season? To my way of thinking, not really. I mean, we've gone over this. The Houston Texans have won playoff games with two different coaches since Mike Tomlin has last won a playoff game. 8 years going on nine without being competitive in a single playoff game. I mentioned the coaches that have had a more competitive playoff game, even if they haven't won one in the last 8 years. Matt Nagy, Brandon Staley, Mike McDaniel, Ron Rivera, and the great Rich Bisaccia. And then we've all gone over the list of coaches who have won a playoff game since the Steelers last have, headlined by Mike Mularkey, Doug Marrone, Anthony Lynn, Brian Daboll, Jason Garrett, and Mike Zimmer. So is it your resentment toward Mike Tomlin and the organization at large that is influencing or informing your opinion on Watt? Or is there some resentment toward him included in this? I'm very, very curious. At 412-928-9370, you can weigh in on the text line as well. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And our six-pack brought to you by Bet365. Limits, let's do some old-school sports talk radio here and just hit the lines and let the people have their say.
Well, Joe, the lines are completely full, and we start with Mike on the road, who is first to call in.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Joe, how you doing? Love the show.
Thanks, man.
I love the signing. He's been disappointing, and the Steelers have been disappointing in the playoffs, but you got to get there. And he's one of the best defensive players. If we didn't pay him, somebody else would have. And in regard to why people don't like it, I think people are idiots, and they just want to complain. They just want to talk about how billionaires are spending their money. And that's it. They don't care about it. It's the same with the Pirates. They want to talk about how they're spending their money or not spending their money. That's why people don't like it.
Well,
we need him,
the Pirates
and
case,
they're a better team with him.
Well, that's a fact. They're a better team with him than without him. But what's the end game there? Does that mean that they're still a 10-7, 9-8 team, or maybe worse this season?
Like, well, this is a one year thing. With when they signed Rodgers, they want to get to the playoffs and win one game. Unfortunately, that's the goal.
Well, you sound, and this is not an insult by any means. I'm just trying to characterize what you said. It sounds like you're among the satisfied Steelers fans. Like, they get to the playoffs, I'm good with that, and I love the fact they signed Watt. Is that accurate?
Yes, I'm happy. I love to watch the Steelers and I love to see them win.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Regular season games.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to see them win more playoffs, obviously, but it is a good time watching them get to the playoffs.
Fair enough, man. I respect that opinion. Next.
Let's go to.
I wouldn't agree with it if I was a fan in a city.
Right.
But I respect it. Next.
Let's go to Connor in the South Hills.
Hey, Connor.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So the reason why I think people are upset is the big picture, they haven't won a playoff game, and that's crazy. But on the small, I think the Steeler way is changing. Like, TJ is acting a little entitled, kind of pre-Madonna, and we're spoiled with the Paul Amalus and the Sidney Crosbys in this town that put the team first. It seems like it's more about TJ than it is about the team.
That's very interesting. And you know what? I think that Sidney Crosby and his example just stands above the rest. You know, he literally took hometown discounts and has his entire career. You might be right about that. In a town that has a guy like that, TJ, I think some people may view it, and it's not me. I don't blame anybody for wanting to get every penny they can. I think I would. I wouldn't be as good of a man as Sidney Crosby. I wouldn't. But when people see you going for that last nickel and that little peace sign, that little peace sign on Instagram that TJ Watt put out there, and now the celebratory picture, like, I got mine, I think people may resent that. I think that's a pretty good point. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you resent it?
I just don't remember Steelers being that way. From James Harrison's to the Bens, like, there was never drama. It was more about the team.
Well,
we were winning Super Bowls.
Well, here we part, because there was a hell of a lot of drama with Ben. And Ben, and I'm not blaming him. Ben went until that last contract where he had no choice. He went for every penny he had too, and God bless him for that. Most of them do. Most of them do, and I would too. But are you happy that TJ signed this deal, or would you have done it?
I would have traded him. I think we're better with him now, but what's the long game? I would rather tear it down and start fresh.
Yeah, and I don't think...
Get a quarterback.
And I appreciate the call. I don't think that trading Watt would have constituted a Chicago Blackhawks-like teardown either. I mean,
no, it wouldn't.
I've said, and I believe this, that they've improved at every position except quarterback. And maybe I'm wrong about that, by the way.
Well, they got worse.
Obviously. Did they?
Yeah. I mean, you could think what you want about Minka. Juan Thornhill is not an upgrade over Minka.
Well, what if Jalen Ramsey moves back to safety?
Well, right now he's a corner, and it doesn't seem like they're going to put him there.
It doesn't? We haven't even seen one training camp practice yet.
No,
I don't know.
Going off of the verbiage of how we've heard everything, but to which they're on.
I don't know. We'll see about that. But you might be right. They might be worse at safety. We'll see. And certainly taking TJ Watt away makes you a worse team. But does it? What do they go from 10-7 to 9-8? I don't know. 412-928-9370. I just don't think that removing him means, okay, now the next 5 years are gone and we're in total tear down to the studs rebuild. Here's the way I would phrase it. You get rid of TJ Watt and bring in, you know, CJ Stroud or Jaden Daniels or Bo Nix or somebody like that. Honestly, I think you're then a better team with a better chance than you were with TJ Watt. And I think you could have parlayed him into trying to get that guy. And yes, I still love CJ Stroud. But you know what I mean. Forget the names.
I don't think
I'd rather have the young franchise quarterback than TJ Watt.
Obviously, yes. I don't think there's any question about that. And they're going to have an opportunity to do so this coming draft. So that's why I think you're right on the point that if you would have dealt Watt and would have gotten a first-round pick, which some people don't think that would have been the return, but the request was supposedly two for Myles Garrett, two first-round picks.
They would have gotten a first-round pick. I'm convinced of that.
I think they probably would have, yeah.
Let's take one more for now.
Yeah, let's go to Mike. He's in Hopewell.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Joe, got three reasons I don't like the deal.
Yeah.
I'm kind of lukewarm about it, but more, I agree with you, they should have traded him. First, all the reasons you set out. He had poor performance the second half of last year. He kind of disappeared in the biggest games, and that defense got humiliated.
I didn't actually set out that reason because I feel like he was hurt at the end of last year, but go ahead.
Well, he was on the field. He's the captain of that defense as far as I'm concerned. I know you could say that it's Cam, but he's recognized as the best player on that defense that just got destroyed. One of the other reasons that I don't like is it's kind of letting Cleveland set the bar for what you pay an elite pass. Why should we follow the example that Cleveland sets? I mean, when they did that ridiculous quarterback contract, some other teams pushed back. Right? And they didn't pay their quarterbacks as much as Cleveland paid Watson. So why should the Steelers kind of follow and take Cleveland Browns?
Well, let me ask you a quick question on that one because you've opened my mind a little bit more. This is why I wanted to go to the phone lines here. Sure. It could be a Cleveland-based resentment. Just what you said. Are you a Pirate fan?
I am.
Okay. Yes. So would you be happy if you found out the New York Yankees wanted to pay Paul Skeens $500 million and then the Pirates stepped up and paid him that and more, like outdid the Yankees or outdid anybody else? It seems there's also an element in this town of wait a second. They outspent Cleveland. Like, isn't that a good thing? Isn't that a good thing that you would outspend somebody else, especially somebody like that, to keep a star player? Like, that side of it, I get, especially in a town where the very, very best, like they didn't spend to keep Gerrit Cole, they got rid of him. You know what I mean?
I get your point, and I could see how I would be very happy if the Pirates could outspend the Yankees. But, you know, it's a cap sport versus an uncapped sport.
Yeah.
And in the cap sport, we all have the same amount of resources. And it's how you allocate them. So I see a little bit of a difference there. But then my last reason I don't like it is an absolute doubling down on a defense-first philosophy that just doesn't work anymore. And it's been shown to not work over the years. And how could this be anything more than continuing that philosophy moving forward when now, you know, your defense is by far paid more than your offense?
Man, and, I like that point. And that point is well stated, and I appreciate the call. They have wanted to win with defense for a long time here, and you're right, it doesn't work. It's still the highest paid defense in football by miles. Mike Tomlin said before the year, 2 years ago, he expected his defense to be great and dominant, and the resources they have put in have not paid off. They haven't gotten paid back at all. They get killed in the biggest games, which are playoff games, absolutely destroyed in playoff games. And this is absolutely doubling and tripling down on a defense-first philosophy. We pay for defenders. You watch our defense. Yeah, we've watched them. We watched what Blake Bortles did to them when he put up 35 points on them. Remember the Steelers gave up 7 on offense in that day, so it wasn't 42, it was 35. We saw what Patrick Mahomes did to him and what Lamar did to him. And where does the list stop here? Limits. Who else? Josh Allen? Granted, those guys are all great quarterbacks, but I think that's why you have the highest paid defense in the league, right?
For the fourth consecutive year, the Steelers will be number one in defensive spending. And again, it's not even close. And as you continue to see year after year, it's not paying off for them, regardless of what excuses you want to throw out there, injuries. You're paying so much money, you should be able to overcome those injuries with the amount of money that you're spending on defense, because they don't have good enough depth and they don't put enough in on their offense, where their offense has been bottom five in the NFL the last 5 years. It's not enough spending on offense. It's not enough.
They haven't been bottom five offense last year.
They're just not putting enough attention on offense. It's like they neglect offense to put all their eggs in
the defensive
basket.
To me, it's more about Tomlin's overall philosophy is we're going to smash the crap out of you defensively. I am going to build a great defense here, and it's not.
And he has.
Not only is it not a great defense, it's a defense that gets embarrassed every year at the biggest point. If they make it to the playoffs, and in these last 8 years, by the way, they've missed it three times, which is 40% of the time. When they get in, they just get absolutely decimated. So his philosophy has not come to fruition, and this, again, is tripling down on that philosophy. Somebody named Jill tweets the show, "Do you hear yourself? You don't like this contract. Chris Mueller is against this signing, as is much of the Pittsburgh media." Well, so is a lot of the fan base, and actually, I said, Jill, I would have traded him. But if I had to sign him, this is actually a reasonable contract to me because of the term. So there's a little bit of nuance there. The signing itself isn't bad. I just would have traded him. The contract, I should say. And I think will prove 2-3 years from now to be quite favorable, honestly, if TJ performs. And I think that's an if, too. And that's another side of this story. You know, he was hurt 2 years ago, didn't even play in the playoff game. And this past year, he was clearly compromised down the stretch. That body's taken a lot of abuse.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Obviously, TJ Watt's the topic of the day here, and I started with the question of why the fan base is split, not if the fan base is split, because it's clear they are. I used Bob Pompiani's Twitter poll, even though he's over in Scotland, where there's nearly 3,000 people answering his question, do you think this was a good move for the Steelers? It's 50-50, and everything that I've experienced in talking to fans through this show, out on the street, whatever, anecdotally, tells me that. The fan base is split. Why? Why? If you're on either side of that, 412-928-9370, and getting back to that last caller who spoke of, you know, this is doubling down and tripling down on this philosophy that Mike Tomlin has, that defense, you know, defense first, defense wins. It seems clear in the rearview mirror now, really, what Tomlin's philosophy was when he was charged with presiding over the transition from Ben Roethlisberger to another quarterback, that quarterback still not being here. We still don't know who it's going to be. But I remember Jerry Dulac writing, when Tomlin got an extension right around that time, Dulac reported that the philosophy from above, from Art, was that he wanted Mike Tomlin to be the guy to preside over this massive transition that was happening in the Steelers organization. Well, Tomlin has clearly failed because he still doesn't have a quarterback. And there were the ridiculous, the ridiculous hiring of Matt Canada and things like that. And the quarterbacks that he's brought in, none of whom have worked. But clearly Tomlin's philosophy was we're going to build a superpower defense here. We're going to spend more than anybody in the league, and that's going to give us a chance to win. Now, on the other side of the ball, we're going to get young guys who don't cost a lot, but we're going to have a smash mouth runner in Najee Harris. We're going to build our offensive line. We're going to have a big play receiver. This guy, George Pickens, we drafted, not knowing that he wouldn't show up on time for things. And we're going to have a blood and guts type of quarterback, a Jim McMahon type in Kenny Pickett. Not the most naturally talented guy. We're not going to match other teams as far as superstar type quarterback. We're going to have a blood and guts guy who works in tandem with our defense, who makes plays late in games. Jim McMahon, that's what we're going to have. He got paired with the 85 Bears defense. Made plays when necessary. Tough, leader type, all that. And none of it has worked. None of it has worked, starting with the defense. You know, forget about the offense for a minute and everything that went wrong there with the guys they picked, none of whom are here anymore, as far as their big three. They're Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin. That didn't quite work out. But defensively, it'll work to get you there. Like, you can win these last possession games and these 15 to 11 games. Yeah, he's done a good job getting them there, but to what end? Because once you're there, you're running into quarterbacks and coaches, and you can't beat them with defense. You can beat Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, unless you're the Eagles in last year's Super Bowl, where your roster is like frothing over with talent, you're not going to do it. The coordinators, the coaches, the quarterbacks are too good at that level for you to walk in there, and especially in their building, and beat them 13 to 11. It's not happening. You got to outgun people in the end, and they don't have the horses on that side of the ball either. I mean, but the least they could have done defensively in all these games. And by the way, in his 5-game losing streak over 8 years, the Steelers have been outscored 63-0 in the first quarter. That doesn't exactly speak to great coaching preparation. But anyway, this idea that great defense is going to win, first, you have to have a great defense. Secondly, I'm not sure even if you do that that's what wins these days.
These were the top 10 teams in defensive spending last year. Steelers were number one by $20 million over Chicago. So the Bears are on this list. Atlanta, Washington, Jacksonville, Tennessee, all a part of the top 10 in defensive spending. What do they all have in common? They can't figure out offense other than Washington, who got a star quarterback. But the Ravens and Chargers are also on the list. But for the most part, you don't see Philadelphia. You don't see Kansas City. Buffalo's not in that top 10. San Francisco's not in that top 10. All teams that significantly spend and focus their attention on offense.
And it's the overall philosophy, I think, for me, that bothers me. It's the overall philosophy of we're gonna get you in a mud wrestling match here and we'll find a way to win in the end. No, you're not. Not when the games are the biggest and the opposing quarterbacks are the best. Let's go back to the lines limits.
All right, full lines. Here is Matt. He is in O'Hara. He'd like to chime in on what?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I'm not a fan of the pick or the extension for two reasons. One, I don't think anyone can honestly say that you are not paying for past performance. A 31, 32, 33-year-old TJ Watt, after what he's shown at the tail end of last year, is not going to be the best non-quarterback value in the NFL. So you're paying for something that you already got. So any stat that you have about how valuable he is and how many games they don't win without him, that's 26, 27-year-old TJ Watt. That's my first thing. Second thing, why did the extension even need to happen? He's under contract. Like, why do they placate to the players that demand?
Oh, I mean, they've been placating to players for a while now. The Steelers, it didn't used to be this way, but now it's well known to all of us, right? You, me, and everybody else around here, that there's volunteers and there's hostages. And if you pipe up about even a little bit about being a hostage, you know that's your ticket out of town, because the Steelers won't battle you. They'll just give you your wish, get you out of town, you know?
So he's under contract.
Yeah.
And if he has a great year, you franchise him.
They don't want that battle. They didn't want that battle. The Steelers don't have that in them anymore to play tough, because they know that, you know, if TJ pipes up, he starts causing problems. I guess they just don't have the stomach for it anymore.
And that's why they'll be exactly where they've been the past 5 years.
Past 8 years, but who's counting? Thanks for the call. Next.
Here is Joe. Joe is in Phoenix, Arizona.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to preface my comments by saying I'm never critical of any NFL player for getting as much money as he can just because of how physical the sport is and the attrition it takes in their body, et cetera. So I'm happy for TJ on a personal level, but my issue is if you look at the way the team's constructed, the composition, TJ is not going to put this team over the top, and without him, we're maybe one or two games worse without him. And then also, if you want to just try and quantify the value of an edge rusher and what it can do for you, look at the Browns. How much better has Myles Garrett made the Browns? So in some ways, the Steelers' move is a facsimile of the way that the Browns have structured their team by having an elite edge rusher, but it's not going to help the team get over.
Well, yeah,
top.
And that was part of my point coming back that I forgot to mention. And these are great calls today. I appreciate the call. Is that when I say that the coaches, coordinators, quarterbacks are too good, when you get to the biggest games, they find a way to take TJ Watts out of the game. It's more about when I've seen teams win the Super Bowl with pass rush and defense. Last year was an example with the Eagles crushing Mahomes. It's more about a team-wide pass rush. And it seems a lot of times, by the way, to start on the interior, where it's pretty difficult to scheme when somebody else is busting you up the middle. Look at what the Giants did all those years to go to the perfect Patriots team, right? Look at what the Rams did a couple years back. They had Aaron Donald, but they had other guys too. they had Von Miller with still a lot to offer. It seems it's more team-based. But if you're just trying to scheme a guy out of a game, man, these guys can do that. They can do that. Let's take one more limits before we go to Ray Fittipaldi.
All right, let's go to PJ. He wants to chime in on what?
Oh, yeah, you there, Joe.
Yeah, man, what's up?
Okay, all right. Look, the main question you had here was, why is there this apathy of the fans? Well, I'm in my late 60s, saw all the Super Bowls. I'm beginning to, I might not live to see another one with this coaching staff. This is Marvin Lewis in Cincinnati. Good record, you just can't win a playoff game. And it's the apathy. I don't think we're going to get a Super Bowl every year because it's just been, I don't see it.
Well, it's not about a Super Bowl every year at this point. It's more about
winning a playoff game, Joe.
It's not even that. It's not even that. It's can you be competitive in a playoff game?
We're getting crushed.
Yes. And for a lot of people nationally, they still think that this is some sort of amazing story happening here. I'll say it's amazing. Yeah. We have people who are headed to high school who have no conscious memory of the Steelers even being competitive in a playoff game. Thank you, sir. I mean, it is an amazing story. And as we talked about yesterday, the story that Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers are trying to fashion together has never been done individually, let alone a coach and a quarterback. I mean, a coach who starts off somewhere with great success, stays through five presidential terms, levels off to the point where he's some combination of, yes, Marvin Lewis and Jeff Fisher, and then returns to greatness. That happened ever anywhere in sports? And when and where did we see a 42-year-old quarterback not named Tom Brady flourish? They're trying to do this together? Listen, I respect both guys. They're both headed to the Hall of Fame. I'm not discounting the possibility that it will, but I sure as hell ain't betting on it. Because the odds are stacked against them. If you're calling now, wait till after Ray Fittipaldi. Please call back. We're doing a little old school radio today. Let's ask Ray about this whole thing and the ramifications.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.